At BP, we've reset our strategy with a focused downstream, a growing upstream, and disciplined investment in the transition. See how we'll grow shareholder value at bp.com/reset.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
We invite you to listen and grow to this power business and lifestyle magazine show.
With hosts Paul and Deb Rees, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling your softly to a successful you. Emotions are your value.
And we are up and running, and welcome, of course, to this week's UK Health Radio. Yes, I am banging out on the airwaves, and guess what? I am sure that I've got my mic levels right this week. I wrecked last week's show. We had to rerun. It was so bad. But here's the thing. I read the instructions on a mic that I've been using for the last 2 months for the first time last week, and I had it the wrong way around. It was one of these ice cream mics, you know, that looked like I had the right way round, and I thought it was like complete sort of coverage. But no, I had to have a certain part of the mic facing me, listeners, which meant the back of the mic was trying to catch my voice all the time. And it was fading in and out. It was echoing and it was all the stuff. And I had to send an email to my arm and say, I'm so sorry, girl. I've messed up again. She's like, what, Paul? I won't send you any more guests. Oh, please, arm, I do love you. All this was going on in the background. And then Johan, listeners, Johan, the owner of UK Health Radio, I was begging and pleading and asking for mercy. And all these things. He said, don't worry, Paul. I got your back, man. It's all good. It's all good. So that was last week. But this week, I am pretty sure after a lot of testing, early hours testing, I got up with anxiety and everything and put the mic on. I'm sitting here in my PJs and I'm calling into it and all this kind of stuff. And I played it back and it's like, it sounds okay. I mean, I'm seeing my mic. It looks okay. Although I am totally, I'm just going to push my mic back a bit because it looks like I'm like maxing out with it because I do have a bell in every tooth. Whoa, talking of teeth. I really do. What I have left, that's for sure. But that's not my doing. I'm going to put that down to the industry. But we'll talk about that as we go in. But here's where we are. I have a guest today that really knows the importance of those pearly whites. The importance of, you know, I heard this some time ago, you know, our people, our dentist technicians, I think they're technicians. They say technicians. I'm going to say that anyway. Our dental technicians, man, I feel sorry for those guys because you know what? They are hanging over everybody's exhaust all day called your mouth. Can you imagine that? Oh, my word. And then digging into the most personal part of someone's bodily part, which is the mouth. We put stuff in and suddenly you're going to a stranger and say, by the way, in comes this piece of metal that you know nothing about. That is just atrocious when you think about it. It's mental. And we wonder why it's more nervous going to the dentist than what it is going for your car test. Or going to get married. It's like brutal. It really is. But I have someone here to talk. I have someone with us today that knows this industry inside out. Absolutely amazing. Let me bring this lady on. And I got, you know, the doctor of all doctors. I'm going to put it in. Because when we got a doctorate, we deserve to say it. Doctor, here we go. Rena Elfalaki. Let me say that again. Rena Elfalaki. Girl, coming in and thank you for coming on the show.
My goodness, I thought my energy was high. Yeah, hello, Paul. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, it's built. And yeah, thank you for coming on. Here's the thing is that before we go into, you know, the nuts and bolts of Rena. Effectively, when someone goes into the industry of, I'm going to say it, okay, periodontics. Did I say that right? I
mean, absolutely.
It's a word that not many people kind of hear very often. Do you know what I mean? Really isn't. But when we go into the world of periodontics, it's a personal world, would you say? It's
a very, very personal world. Much more personal than just the going to see a dentist who sticks metal instruments in your mouth. Yes.
And this is the thing. Anything really, or just bear with me, I'm just sorting out my didgeridoos here. Anything that kind of involves the mouth is personal. And, you know, I remember when I went to the dentist, they told me on average, it takes a new student about 2 years to get the right immune system to cope with hanging over somebody's mouth all day. Because all the germs of that individual comes through there. And that dentist, bless them, is hanging over that all day. And why I want to say that is we don't realize the stress that comes with being a dentist. We don't understand that, you know, we're in there for that 15-minute numb mouth opportunity. But there's stress there because you are in a very small place called our mouth. You can't get it wrong because if you do, there's issues. You've got to get it right. But at the same time, that process of introduction first in the industry is pretty stressful because you're building up an immune system.
It is unbelievably stressful. And thank you for saying that. Most people will make a decision or an opinion based on their own personal experiences. And the majority of people will go and see the dentist, usually say, "I hate you, no offense." And then go away and leave. And then when you say to them that the profession of dentistry and most dentists are incredibly highly stressed, in fact, 86% of them and over 50% of them on the way to or having experienced burnout at some point in the UK, wow, absolutely horrendous, right? And 86% will report high stress. It's very difficult for the public, for patients to relate to that because they think, oh, my dentist always seems to smile and they always seem perfectly okay. Is it really that stressful? But it's interesting because you highlight the point of what happens to a student.
Yeah.
First thing, right? I didn't know the 2 years immune system, actually, but I am very aware. I need to find wood now. Yeah, that I very rarely get coughs and colds, and it's not because we're always wearing our mask, I suppose. Yeah, I certainly never had the kind of the coughs and colds that people get when their kids first go to nursery years ago when mine were younger. And perhaps that is exactly the reason why, because we're constantly subjected to that. But it is a very personal part of the mouth. And I used to equate it to going to the hairdressers, which I hate, by the way. So I'm very lucky that I have curly hair and can do it myself. because you're sitting there and you're in this enclosed space. You feel out of control.
Yeah.
And you're not sure what's going on. There are noises. There's buzzing. Sometimes there are other people having conversations using language that you don't even understand. And you're incredibly vulnerable when you're in the chair. So much so that I don't like sitting in that dental chair.
Wow. Yeah, it is. It's a toe clenching moment going to the dentist. And I can only imagine. Now, I know that I ask that information because I'm very nosy when I go to places and I like to ask about how they're doing and things and, you know, and that kind of stuff. And I could be a 12 month, not 2 years, but they did say that it's a long stretch to get your immune system in place. But here's the thing is that when you go to the dentist, you said there, Ren, and that was really intelligent, the fact that we are stressed going in, which means we are bringing stress energy into the room constantly bringing stress energy into the room. It's like when you go to a funeral, there's never a dancing funeral. You don't see anybody hop, skipping and jumping and saying, "Whoa, I'm on the chair, give it to me." You just not, because it is a nerving moment, which means the energy is constantly nerving. So those, you know, the technicians, the students, all those people that are the support people that are in there, are constantly in the front line of what is nervous energy.
Yeah. And so when I have a nervous patient, by the end of it, I am completely and utterly exhausted because you're holding yourself as well. And where I'm really quite an empath, I have to actually protect myself before I even start my day, because I will pick up on everybody's energy. And usually if I've done a day of clinical work, so I'd still do a bit of that a month. The rest of the time I obviously spend coaching and training dentists against stress and optimal performance. But those days when I do a clinical day, I am absolutely shattered and no good for anybody come the end of the day. And it's not just that. So dentists, yes, you're picking up on everybody's nervous energy. Yeah, it's not great that the majority of people don't like you, even though it's supposed to be nothing personal. You have to have a smile on your face all the time, because it's this customer facing industry. And the way culture has changed nowadays is patients don't sometimes see themselves as patients. They think they're coming in and because we have to take their money most of the time, even on the NHS, they see themselves as clients rather than patients. And they forget that actually we're trying to care for them. We're trying to do something that is very much health related. Even cosmetic dentistry is health related, because it will improve your smile, improve your confidence, improve your mental and emotional health. Obviously, my aspect of periodontics is actually partly that, because I'm always looking at someone's quality of life. But for me, I'm dealing with inflammation in the mouth, which then leads to all other problems within the rest of the body. But dentists are under immense stress. They have a regulatory body. They have a complaint system that is absolutely horrific, that doesn't even allow them to deal with complaints. People just go above their head to their regulatory body, and they could be sitting there for 2 years at risk of their livelihood being ripped from them for one possible mistake, with nobody protecting them whatsoever. And we are working in healthcare, and mistakes do happen. And sometimes we don't show up as our best selves. Sometimes, you know, we might be going through a divorce. We might have massive financial problems. We might have huge staff shortages, which is a massive problem in dentistry. Our regular nurse might not have turned up. We could have huge staff turnover. We could have hassles galore. And yet we have to put that all aside and focus 100% on the patient, which most of the time we can with our hands. But it might mean we haven't come across the best possible way verbally. You know, our emotional intelligence skills might not be as perfect as they could have been. Again, that's what I train dentists on. And so you might have ended up having an encounter where you're not your best self with a patient who is already irate and angry and nervous, or you're running late. And it's not that you've been having a cup of tea up in the surgery. You're running late because you're doing something that it's a combination of art and science, in which case, you know, you may have kept someone waiting in the waiting room, and you didn't have time to take your gloves off and message the computer system so that reception could let the patient know. Because sometimes, you know, for me, I operate on people. I might have a bleeder. I can't suddenly leave my patient to stop. And actually, most patients, when they come up to see me, and I'll apologize profusely and I'll explain it. But that's because I have those communication skills to do that. A lot of dentists don't. So, of course, the perception of the patient, add in all of their stress, is they just end up thinking that you're blasé and you don't care about them. And if you're rushing them out of the door, it's because they don't think you care about them. And it might be actually you have to go and pick up your kids because you're already running half an hour late and they're waiting in the school playground because you are a human being. And they forget that.
I mean,
those are just reasons for stress. I mean, I'm stressed just talking about it.
It is. That is a lot that we don't consider. Actually, you know, I think it kind of puts in a place like GPs struggle with the same thing, the same level of burnout and workload. You know, I understand that industry also. I mean, it's probably rife right through. But with you guys, I think you're seen as a different kind of, I'm going to say, for the sake of it, industry, okay, where, you know, dental practice has a different understanding to a GP and how we see GPs. And I think you guys, you do have the harsh end of the stick. You certainly do. And you know, until I questioned and asked and had conversations with the girls that were fixing my mouth on the day, I didn't realize, you know, how hard it was just to become safe in your own health. Because you are leaning over, as you say, someone's exhausted all day. And when you think about, you know, dental practice, it's such a delicate industry also. Everybody's mouth is so different. And what I mean by that is, you know, the range of, I'm going to guess this, but from my experience, you know, my teeth, were of a nature where there wasn't a great deal of strength there, is what I'd like to say. Now, I don't know whether that's hereditary, because I know my mother had the same issues, you know, and you know, I have a mouthful of fillings that I'm very uncomfortable with, for sure. And I have a little trio in the back and things like this. You know, I'm very grateful for the work I had. And at 56, I still have a fair range of teeth there, for sure, that weren't looked after. You know, when I was a kid, I'm 56. When I was a kid, we had one toothbrush between the lot of us. And it was like a squashed hedgehog, you know. So we didn't use it very often. And when we did, it was like, wow, you know, that feels different. That's my era. But now I'm seeing that, you know, the whole white pearlies is, it's very much a fashionable thing to do. But also, is that creating more of an issue, do you think?
Yeah, so you touched on several points that's worth my picking up. One, firstly, was the different perception between dentists and doctors. And people forget that actually dentists train just as long as doctors. Yeah. 5 years basic and then a foundation year just to become a dentist. And then if you specialize like I did, 11 years with a whole load of other diplomas and degrees and extra qualifications. So, you know, I came out equivalent to a hospital consultant. And yet I would have, and I did work as a consultant on the NHS, and yet people would come to me and say, what's the difference between you and a hygienist? And I'd start with maybe 3 years versus 11 years training. So, and, you know, and being a hospital consultant, the main issue is there is dentistry within the hospitals. And at that point, I think there's a little bit more respect. I think what happens in practice, though, is that even if you are an NHS practice, unlike GPs, there is no subsidy. You are having to run your entire business, which I think a lot of the public don't realize. Wow. You're the one still, even though you offer NHS services, you are paying for the building, the rent, the rates, the employees, the computer systems, all of the regulatory stuff that you need with the CQC, the Quality Care Commission, and all everything else that oversees you. So, and then obviously in private practice, again, you are a completely independent practice running your own business, which of course, and again, most dentists don't come out of dental school with any business skills and suddenly have to try to run a business and to talk money as well as talk health. So that's one thing. You're right. So there is this different, very different perception that they think, oh, they're paying for a dentist's car, as opposed to actually the reason the fees are so much is because of the regulation and everything else that's involved on the back end that you don't actually see, and the cost of the overheads.
So, Dr. Wren, I'm so pleased that you mentioned that, because it's so important that, you know, the public are not on side with the dentist fees. They don't understand why it costs so much. But relaying our year, I think it's really important for us to understand the detail of that, is that there is so much more involved in the cost of the practice than what we see.
Yeah, 100%. So again, adds more to the stress. And then coming back to your pearly whites, you're absolutely right. There is a generational difference. You know, my ex-husband, his father was a dentist, and he is a dentist actually. His father was a dentist, and even though he's a dentist now, he would have looked after his teeth, as having a dad as a dentist would have got him to look after his teeth, but he has a mouthful of fillings, and that was what they used to do. That's what they were taught to do at that time. Nowadays it tends to be much more conservative, absolutely. But the issue there is, like you said, while the trend might be towards pearly whites, it is health. Mm-hmm. It is your health. You know, if your quality of life is affected, the number of patients who I have who come to me and just say, I'm so embarrassed. I've got my hand over my mouth all of the time. My teeth are loose. My gums are bleeding. My breath smells. Mm-hmm. I can't let anybody see me. I can't eat food that I want to eat, or I get food stuck all the time that I can't go out for a meal confidently.
Yeah.
So obviously with me in periodontics, I am dealing with physical health and inflammation, but I'm also dealing with that patient's quality of life. So even your cosmetic dentists are doing the same, because if you are not confident to have a conversation with somebody, to get close with somebody, to be intimate with somebody, to be able to eat whatever you want to eat, all of these things that when you can do it, you take it for granted. But when you can't, it's a really, really big deal.
Yeah.
And It is unfortunate that it does cost a lot more money in this country, but I would also say that most of the dentists in this country are trained to a much higher level than in many other countries, which is why it's difficult when you fly, when you move to the UK to get onto the dental register, because we have to maintain a quality of care. So yes, even the pearly whites, we are always looking at your health, your mental health, your emotional health. It's so important, as well as your physical health. People don't realize when you're going to see the dentist, yes, we might want to see you every year. You might have really healthy teeth, but you don't realize we're the only ones who are looking in your mouth, reviewing whether or not you might have oral cancer.
Wow.
Or gum disease, which is what I deal with, you know, or inflammation, which is considered to be an indicator for early death if you have gum disease that isn't treated, because of the risk of increased risk of Alzheimer's, heart disease, diabetes. So it's massive. You know, people who go to the GP because they have a mouth ulcer and then unfortunately have died because of oral cancer, don't go to your GP, go to your dentist. We've spent 5 years minimum training from up to the neck down.
Wow, that is incredible. When you see that, it's like, wow, there's so much food for thought. Food for thought. Okay, so what we're going to do with that list is we're going to jump into our first commercial. And when we come back, we're going to deep dive into, you know, the health of what pearly whites are emotionally and mentally, and also how we ignore our mouth until it actually gets to a point where, boom, let's go into this commercial.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
At BP, we've reset our strategy with a focus downstream, a growing upstream, and disciplined investment in the transition. See how we'll grow shareholder value at bp.com/reset.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Happy days and welcome back. Yes, you with myself, Paul Rees, on UK Health Radio. And we have an amazing pearly white guest with us today. Of course, it's Dr. Rena Elfalaki. Elfalaki. Elfalaki, yes, I mean, come on, it's like, come on down. I mean, it is, it's wonderful. But you know what? We have been diving into one of the most personal things we have in our body, and that's our mouth. We've been right in there. But here's the thing. I want to start now. This is the first time I heard this word. And I'm going to put it out there, listeners. It's periodontics. Dr. Rin, I mean.
Periodontics.
What is that?
So perio means around and dontics is teeth, right? Anything that's dent is teeth. So it means around teeth. So as a periodontist, I treat everything around teeth. So we call it gum disease, but it's really everything to do with the gum, the bone and the ligament that are around the teeth. So the cosmetic side, sometimes we might do things like gum grafting or reshaping and realigning somebody's gums, which actually, when you think when they smile, if they have a really gummy smile or their gum line is uneven, that can really impact on how their smile looks. Wow. But most of the time I spend working on patients who have gum disease, so what we call periodontitis, inflammation around the teeth. And what happens is that bacteria that is in our mouth every day, if you are someone who is susceptible, there is an imbalance between your immune system for many reasons, stress, lifestyle being two very significant factors, as well as obviously if you don't brush your teeth as effectively, and that imbalance between your immune system and the bacteria. And what happens is it destroys the bone and gum and ligament that hold your teeth in place. So your teeth go walk about, they move, they get crooked, they get loose. You can be in pain at the later stages. Your gums may or may not bleed. And then, of course, you lose your teeth.
Wow. Does it get that serious?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes. Wow. It's the main cause of tooth loss. It does. And if you think, this is something I always used to bring up with people. Years ago, you'd be on the tube in London and there were these adverts that had blood coming down somebody's eye. And the question was, if this was happening, would you go and see a doctor? And yet the reality is if you've got blood in your mouth and yet mm-hmm. you don't go and see somebody because people start to accept it as, oh, it's the norm. And then there are mouthwashes that claim to solve the problem. So they use a bit of mouthwash and it stops it. And then they don't realize, but there's this underlying disease that is shedding your teeth. We wow. had another part of disease or inflammation in our body that was physically removing an organ from our body, wouldn't we be alarmed?
Isn't it crazy when you use two words together, mouth disease, and even when I hear it, it's not something I'm taking seriously. But if you said, well, lung disease, what? Do you know? Well, no, mouth disease, it's the same.
It's the same. Of course it is. It's inflammation. And we know now inflammation is one of the biggest killers, right? So wow. Like I said, it's linked to heart disease, to diabetes, to Alzheimer's. It's even linked to kidney diseases, arthritis, depression. So massive, massive aspects. And whenever I see a patient, though, as opposed to laying them down and immediately doing an oral exam, and this mm-hmm. is how this was what led me into my journey to coaching and leadership work as well, it's because I talk and I listen and I get clues. Yeah. When I see a patient, I'll see, okay, well, do they look like they've lost weight, gained weight? Do they look like do their body mm-hmm. look like it's aligned with their age? Go into their stress levels, what's caused some stress, their negative wow. life events, the diet they have, the lifestyle they have, what their sleep is like, what their hormone balance is like, what illnesses they've had in the past, whether or not they smoke, how they behave, if they do exercise, the list is endless. So wow. much, it's back to health, right? So yeah. much about your holistic lifestyle and how this has a massive impact on the mouth. And of course, stress, which is what my thesis was about over 20 years ago, looking at how stress causes and impacts on disease, which yeah. of course, now the work I do with dentists, you know, again, it's about their stress and what it's doing to them.
So let me just touch in this because I want to go into, of course, the burnout. And let me go there first, because here's the thing is that you did go through, and I've got it here, okay? There's challenges become chronically ill alongside, what is it, imagery breakdown, suffering from burnout and stress in the industry. Now, we touched on that in the very beginning, but that was the start of your journey is where we are. And, you know, and then, of course, what we want to do is, and I'm going to touch on this, listeners, after the next commercial, which is, you know, the Breathe Dental Wellness. Now, when I read your notes, I'm like, what? That was my first reaction. What? Dentists need wellness, health? Then I saw the rate of burnout in the industry. And then I'm like, what again? Really? This is the mouth we're talking about. Now I'm having a I'm having a deeper understanding here of, wait, your mouth is everything. Because, you know, if we lose a big toe, that's a big thing to our body. If we lose our ability to use our mouth, we are cream crackered. No fuel can get in, you know, and we lose so much independence if we lose the ability with our mouth. You know, it's just mental when we think about it. But let me come back and I'm going to take a U-turn now here and say, fashion is now having the whitest teeth you can have. You know, unless you're very restrict on what you eat. I mean, caffeine, alcohol, you know, most foods got some kind of stain in them. You know, it's impossible to keep that up. But also, I feel that there's a lot of stress now on how your teeth look when you smile. There's a lot of stress on public. And I can only imagine that range of workload is coming back into the industry. That stress of I have to have this look in this way is coming back into expectations within the industry. But do you think it's gone way beyond what it should?
Yes. Yes, it's a short answer, but that's because I'm a periodontist, so I deal with inflammation and you know, kind of traditional health and as well. I've had patients who say, oh, I want to, you know, I know I need to get my gum sorted and then I want to go and have bonding done. And I'm okay, mm-hmm. well, what for? So when I teach dentists this more kind of cosmetic work when it comes to the gums, we always go through being able to understand where a patient is coming from. Mm-hmm. So really teaching them that the psychological aspects, so they can read the room, so they can understand, so they learn active listening and level three listening, so they can truly understand a patient's needs. Mm. Because some people may be doing it just for fashion, and therefore mm. maybe they just need a dentist to turn around and say, look, you really don't need it done. It's also being able to understand the potential harm that it could do. You know, so you get mm-hmm. really young people, because some stuff is irreversible.
Wow.
And I think you need to understand that as well. It's like, okay, there's yeah. a bit of fashion here, but some stuff, you know, once you've done it, you've done it. And mm-hmm. believe me, the majority of dentists, and certainly the ones I know, are very ethical and not going to do anything that isn't going to be done, or yeah. anything that they don't feel meets that patient's needs. Yeah. So, of course, the work I do with dentists is train them to really be able to listen and understand what that person's needs are. So you're asking for something, but why are you asking for it? Like, there's your want, and then there's your underlying need. And what is that? Like I said, we're always listening. As I mentioned wow. with Creo, it's like, okay, is it what I'm hearing, is it actually impacting on your quality of life? So if it's like the tiniest little thing, we actually, dentists will get alarm bells. Because can we really meet your needs? Like, what is it you are truly yeah. looking for? Do you think you're going to like get, you know, suddenly explode on online dating and get the most mm-hmm. amazing, gorgeous boyfriend or girlfriend by the fact we correct this half millimeter difference, or wow. make your teeth half a shade whiter? Probably not. In which case, I would be telling my dentist, just steer clear, because you can't meet this patient's needs.
Dr. Renner, let me come in there, because you... Thanks. Let me come in, because you said something really profound there, and it is true. You know, your teeth whitening can be an addiction, and it can be something that becomes more than it should in your life. And what you said there, you know, it's like having implants of some kind in your body, whether it's breast enhancement, whatever it may be. And that was quite a sexist thing for me to say, but I didn't mean it that way.
It's an obvious type of surgery that's done, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then when you think, well, you know, when you're doing whatever you want to put in it to enhance what you feel is needed in your mouth to enhance their self-worth, which is only temporary anyway, because once we get used to seeing our pearly whites, we no longer get enhanced by that in our mouth. It becomes like sitting in a jacuzzi the 10th time in. You don't feel the bubbles anymore. And that's the same with your teeth. It can get to a point where you then think, well, I must need them whiter. I must need to do more. And effectively, do you think it can cause more damage than good? One, emotionally, but also physically in the mouth.
Well, I think this isn't, so I don't think physically in the mouth, no, like I said, no dentist will ever do anything that isn't safe for you. And fortunately, we're in a country where even the materials and things that we're allowed to brought in are, mm-hmm. you know, are heavily checked, and there's quality assurance there. So that's always reassuring. Mentally and emotionally dangerous, yes, which is why I said we will always be doing a psychological assessment to think, okay, yeah. well, why is it you're actually asking for this? What is it you think it's actually going to give you? Mm-hmm. And it's funny, because this is what I used to call kind of the wantaholic, because you might be asking for something in the mouth, you might be asking for something else, that yeah. something else that you think is going to make you happy. And then what happens when that doesn't work out long term? And yeah. then you start seeking something else, and mm-hmm. something else. I mean, it's not just the teeth, is it? It's people who have Botox, fillers, bigger lips, bigger eyelashes, fake tans, you know, whatever that is. And look, if it makes you happy, that's great. But does it truly make you happy? You know, what is the underlying need? And, you know, if it gives you confidence with your smile, though, I mean, like we said, that is a huge thing. Mm-hmm. In which case, don't be ashamed of it. But be aware. And it's our job as clinicians to help you understand where the line is.
Yeah, that to me is music to my ears. You said it there, where the line is. That is just beautiful. Now, I want to come into something here, because, again, we mentioned this already, listeners, which is breathe dental wellness. I mean, this is a big thing. But let me also come in, you know, you're a leader in the field. You've been in 20 years, a leader of this, an award-winning and ICF-accredited certified professional coach and energy leadership master practitioner. I just got to get this in. Do you know what I mean? Let me go one further. A multi-award, here we go, periodontist and business owner. Man, you don't often get them awards together, that's for sure. You're an international speaker, trainer, podcaster, expanding impact to thousands over 25 countries, public speaking and presentation mentor for Professional Speakers Academy. Girl, I could keep going. I've got loads more here, but fair play. You're in loads. You are innovative researcher on the impact of stress and chronic disease and minimally invasive periodontology. Did I say that right? I mean, fair play. That was hard for me. There is more, of course, but well done, first of all, because you got the cap and gown in life. That's so important, you know. When we meet and listen to professionals of yourself, it's just nice to know that you are what you are on the tin. It is, it's beautiful. But let's come in there. Breathe mental wellness. Yeah. I love it. I can understand it. Do you think, though? I mean, you've had to bring something in the industry because of the. Bear with me when I say this, it may sound sharp, but I'm trying to, the state, the emotional state that it's come to. I mean, how bad was it before the birth of Breathe Dental Wellness?
So Breathe Dental Wellness is just about to launch, and it is probably best to explain it. It is a unique platform that has never been done before that encompasses everything to do with well-being, your mental, emotional, physical, wow, spiritual, organizational, and financial health, specifically for all of the dental community. So everything all in one place and bespoke to them. The reason for it are studies that have recently been done and an awareness and then an initiation by the chief dental officer here in the UK that recognize that all of the dental community were suffering with very high levels of stress, and there was no single resource that could help them. There was a list of organizations that they would send them with no information about these organizations of, well, you can go and get a bit of help here if you want it. So what we've tried to do with Breathe Dental Wellness is provide a platform that gives dentists, all the dental community, complete information, mm-hmm, and guidance and videos for them to be able to watch so that they can understand all of these different sections. So Breathe is what is an acronym. The A, for example, is addiction. Dentistry has amongst the highest rates of drug abuse, divorce, alcoholism, addiction, suicide, and depression.
What?
So, yes, it's and that isn't new. You know, I knew that when I trained to be a dentist over 30 years ago now. So we know that actually for the site, this platform is designed to create the psychological safety and well-being of all of those in the dental community. And of course, when we look after our dentists and everyone in the dental community, it will ultimately impact on improved patient care, because the patients will get the best service by being looked after by clinicians and a dental team who are themselves incredibly healthy emotionally and mentally and psychologically aware as well. So that was the reason for doing it. And it's about to launch. And of course, yes, with my coaching hat on and the fact that I have developed this whole system, which you mentioned, my burnout, this whole system that got me better, Nail It, the ultimate achievement formula. And I use that with the dental specific hat, dental and medical specific hat, to then now work with the dental professions to help them achieve optimal performance, as have I. So that's where my passion and purpose has come from, it, because I've lived that life and I know how lonely it incredibly was, because there was no help for me.
Wow. Let me jump in, because here's the thing. We have to go in to our second commercial. Here's the thing, listeners. I didn't ask our wonderful Dr. Renner for her contact details after the last commercial. So when we come back in, get your pen and paper ready, because Dr. Renner El-Falaki is going to give you a contact details where you can find her and all these beautiful things. We're going to jump right in before I get around, because I'm running late. Happy days. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
The station that makes you feel good.
At BP, we've reset our strategy
with a focused downstream, a growing upstream, and disciplined investment in the transition. See how we'll grow shareholder value at bp.com/reset.
UK House Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, happy days. We are back in and welcome. We are back to UK Health Radio. And the beautiful Dr. Renner was just reminding me how to say her last name there. So here it is, before she gives her contact details, we have Dr. Renner Al-Falaki. I don't know if I've got that right. It's such a great name. But Dr. Renner, how do we find you, love? What's your details?
You can find me through the MedDent website. So MedDent, meddent.co.uk, and you can contact me via that directly as well.
Happy days, very easy. And you know, there'll be lots of things put out with this. So are there any social media links or anything else that Dr. Renner wants to share? We will put those out there. Happy days. And here we are. Let's go back into, of course, what is the Breathe Dental Wellness Program platform, I'm going to say. Now, when we were in the commercial, I asked you, I said, you know, how open are this dental surgeons, practitioners, students, you know, going to be to come into this platform? Because it could mirror back what they don't want to hear. It could mirror back a reality check of, do I want to be in this industry for the rest of my life? It could, you know, it could just mirror back a complete recharge and mojo and say, woof, I get this now. But do you feel it's going to be all good in what they will receive and feel from it?
It's going to be all good. It has to be all good. I mean, ultimately, like, everybody has choice. Every single person has choice. So it will be their choice whether they choose to go and look at it or not. And it is the entire dental community. So the technicians, the receptionists, the nurses, the practice owners, the corporates, like everybody who's in dentistry, the dental industry companies as well, because we all like form this family. Mm-hmm. I think the time is right for it. If you'd asked me 5 years ago, which is when I was then coaching businesses and corporates and had nothing to do with dentistry whatsoever, that was a completely different hat, because I felt at the time that they weren't ready. I think obviously something, as we all know, happened in 2020, and that has shifted the situation. It shifted the emphasis. It shifted people's focus much more onto well-being. And of course, with what I do, it's all about optimal performance, so about sustainable levels of high success. So you can still have all the success you want, but not burn out. And I think the issue now is that if you were to go on to Breathe, it's not all doom and gloom. The T in Breathe stands for therapy. So some people require that. Some people really don't. And it's interesting because the older dentists, this older generation, it's kind of like a book well-being, you know, it's seen to be a current fad because they just have the culture and mental side of, look, just get on with it. The younger ones, however, really have embraced it and have a desire for well-being and understand the need for resilience. So people, the dental teams, whoever goes onto it, will get out of it whatever they want. The H stands for healthy. That covers you know, things about your body, your lifestyle, your diet, your healthy relationships, and then whether or not you're suffering from any disease. So, and how to reduce inflammation and women's health and men's health. You know, men have different health needs to women. And I'm not just talking female menopause. Like, what about what happens to men as they age? And therefore, they also have different health needs. So you might just go on it as for information, but it happens to be specific to you because we also understand dentistry. You might go on to addiction. Not everybody's going to need to know about addiction. The B I absolutely love because that is all about stress reduction, mindfulness, breath work, hacks, tips. The R is all about re-energizing, coaching, mentoring. The E is all about emotional regulation, communication, boundaries. So there's a lot more than what you think is traditional health. This is not about you if you're broken. This is about you might not be broken. You might be healthy, and yet you want to embrace and level up. And this gives you the opportunity to be able to do that. And we all have the ability to be better.
Wow. And when is this officially launching out?
March the 15th at the BDIA, the British Dental Industry Association showcase. So that's our big launch and our big platform for it. And I'm really, really excited because it's been a long time coming. And like I said, there's nothing like it. And I'm so thrilled that this isn't just some big, boring PDF that nobody's going to read. There's resources that are going to allow people to come and go to it as often as they like. As well as an interactive chatbot and at least 30 different resources and companies for them to be able to access for people that could help them specifically if they want to know more, as well as obviously the education from all the videos.
There's a lot being put into this. I'm going to say not just mentally and physically and emotionally, but financially also. There's a lot put into this. I'm aware of these size, the cost of the size of these things. And then I want to come back in then. So this platform is directly for the dental industry, not your public.
It is. Although obviously anybody can go to that website and there will be plenty of stuff there that they would still benefit from, you know, finding out about breathwork and mindfulness and all the rest of it. It's funny, I've talked to companies in other industries and they said, God, that's fantastic. You know, you could do one for lawyers and you could do one for teachers. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. I'm happy to do it. It's just if we change the language specifically for you, at least you'll feel we're talking to you, that we feel your pains, that we truly understand you. So it stops being generic. Like I said, you know, at the beginning of this show, we talked about like the specific things that cause stress for dentists. And that's going to be different to what causes stress for teachers. So yeah, if anyone else wants me to build them a platform, come and get me.
Yeah, listen, how do we find you again, girl?
MedDent, from my website, from the website www.meddent.co.uk, MEDDENT.
Oh, wonderful. That's where we go. And there'll be social media details with this also. And you ping those over to me. Do you know what? It's been such an insightful show. There is so much that myself and the listeners did not know about the industry, the people in the industry, the stress of the industry, but also how it is you're bringing a platform in that's going to help and nurture. Maybe those who are already seasoned in, it may not be their interest, but we are thinking about the people that haven't come into the industry yet that will birth into the platform as part of their understanding of being a dentist or a technician, whatever it is we call it. You know, so it's fantastic that, you know, right now we are making for those to come through, and it's fab that you're creating a legacy for yourself.
Well, I was about to say, for me, it's a deeper why and it's a purpose, and it comes from my own personal story that has then wanted, it's my chance to give back to the community.
Yo, Dr. Renner, you are philanthropic through and through. Absolutely. It is wonderful. Thank you ever so much for coming on the show. You know, and here's the thing, if there's one piece of advice I would give to somebody, don't pierce your tongue. It wrecks your teeth. At least it did mine anyway. I mean, it's good for sure. It did. But if there was something quickly you would give, what would it be?
It would be don't suffer alone. There is always a place of support for everybody. And remember, health is not just physical.
There it is. Beautiful. Dr. Rena El Falaki. There it is, listeners. I got it. It doesn't matter. It's all there. Thank you ever so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Paul. It's been an absolute delight.
Happy days, listeners. And we're going to say bye for now. See you this time next week. And boom! Emotions are your